Steve, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning. I am doing fantastic. It's an honor to be here. And let me just right off the bat say, never let it be said that you guys aren't willing to take a risk and bring a beam counter, spreadsheet, pocket protector guy onto your sports show.
Hey, you know what? Money's important too. So we need to have your financial ability with us right now because, first of all, welcome to the program. We appreciate you. Tell us what your role is with the Tempe Coalition.
Well, in my role, I work with our coalition program director, Hillary Cummings, who you know already, and our fiscal agent accountant to help understand and report on our grant and non-grant budgets and expenditures. And more importantly, I want to ensure that the donations that we have designated for a specific purpose actually go to that purpose. So I make sure that we report that and report that to our executive committee and to the entire coalition.
And I
have to say it's just the people that I work with on the board, Hillary, the members of the coalition, they make it so easy. You know, there's not, you know, conflicts and, you know, people trying to get their piece of the pie all the time. It's just it's a great working relationship.
No, and I can tell from the conversations that we've had with now you, Paula, Hillary, as you mentioned, some other people as well, Octavia, everybody has been extremely helpful with what we're trying to do, which is obviously educate people about the coalition and what you guys do. And I noticed this is something for people that they can really take notice of. You can make tax-deductible donations by going to tempecoalition.org. So again, you're helping out people and you're also helping yourself when it comes to taxes, right?
Absolutely. And also a great way to make your donation go even further, if your employer has a matching gift program, go ahead and utilize that. You can, in many cases, double your donation by utilizing that program. And if you do so, you might also have to, when you do the searching at your employer for, you know, the matching gift donation, our fiscal agent, our parent organization is the Tempe Community Council. So we have to actually include that as well. But that is a great way to, in many cases, double your contribution.
Hi, Steve. This is Mike Wilson. It's great to talk to you. You know, with the Tempe Coalition, I mean, those you guys are trying to get through to the youth about, you know, good choices, living a healthy lifestyle. You know, after reading your own personal story, you know, how can what you've gone through in your life, you know, help, you know, like I have my 15-year-old son here, just realize what, you know, alcohol and those kind of things can do.
Well, and not only that, he's just getting behind the wheel for the first couple times as well.
Right.
So
he's
just learning how to drive. And actually, this is extremely helpful, to be honest with you, Steve. So share your story with us.
Yeah, that's great. I remember, you know, those days when going through driver's ed and learning how to drive, that was like everything to me. I could not wait to learn how to drive and gain that independence. And as you mentioned, in high school, I made some rather destructive choices, and culminating in going to a party late at night as a senior, and deciding to get behind the wheel of my car afterwards. And even though the party was not, you know, a big blowout or anything, you know, I'd love to be able to say, hey, this was we just lit it up.
And, right.
You know,
right,
we didn't.
Right.
It was just a few beers with friends, you know, a little bit of weed. And that was just enough liquid courage, coursing through my veins to, make a decision that I wouldn't have ordinarily made.
Right.
And, I got behind the wheel of my beautiful royal blue 69 Camaro.
That wow.
was my, yeah. That was my pride and joy right there. I only had it for 3 months.
Man.
Just barely had the car. And on the way home, I'm pulled up to a red light, and this car pulls up next to me. And I look over, and I catch the other driver's eye, and I it's like he was game on.
Game on. I was just about to say that.
Yeah, it was exactly what it was. And, we pulled out of that intersection, and I can still have that memory in my mind, just hitting first gear and second gear and third gear and pulling away, and all of a sudden seeing, a car parked on the side of the road and lights in front of me coming towards me. And it was like, in that moment, time just came to a stop.
I hear you. It was a life-changing event. And it's kind of, I'm not trying to get into your story right now, but we were just talking, before you came on the air, and we're talking about how our lives all have changed at the drop of a hat because of what's going on with COVID-19. You had an experience like this where it obviously permanently paralyzed you for the rest of your life. So I can only imagine what was going through your head.
Yeah. Yeah. It was, and really, that whole incident, the accident that occurred, it was the culmination of, let me back up for a second. When I was asked why I did it, I said, I was just having fun. Who's going to argue with that?
Right.
Everybody wants to have a good time. Everybody wants to have fun. But the truth was, when I peel back the layers, is that I just didn't feel like I was enough.
Right.
I needed the approval of others. I needed the approval of something outside of me in order to approve of myself. And even though I was an honor student in high school and I got good grades and I stayed out of trouble, I just made some bad decisions. And when I made those bad decisions, that insecurity that was deep inside, that showed up by making a very destructive decision. And like you said, all it takes is one moment, one decision, and your whole life is impacted.
Yeah. And now, in all honesty, it sounds to me like you're extremely aware of your bad choices that you made. But with that being said, you have not let that hold you back. I mean, the things that you sent us over, your personal story, some of these notable things that you do, you're an impressive guy, Steve. You really are.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, it was, when I was right after my accident and when I got hurt or was going through my rehabilitation, I spent 4.5 months in a rehab hospital. That was literally my home. And there were a couple guys that I got to know. They were actually pretty close to my age, maybe a little bit older. They had very similar injuries to me. Both had spinal cord injuries. And they were roommates. And one of them, and I'll change the names because just to
protect the innocent. I hear you.
Exactly.
I got you.
One of his name was Bob, and the other one was Dave. And I remember Dave having, he was really angry. And he was really bitter. And hey, we all had that going on at times. But he really, he always stayed in blame. He had a bad circumstance. Yeah, he had a spinal cord injury. He broke his neck. I think it was from diving off of a roof into a shallow end of a swimming pool at a party. And he was just. As he was going through the therapies and, working with the nursing staff and all the people who were trying to help him, become independent again and piece his life back together, he was difficult to work with. He was angry. He was bitter. And his progress was a reflection of his attitude. And his roommate had a very different experience. He, again, you know, he still had at time moments where he was dealing with frustration and all that, but he had a much different attitude, and he went at it and said, hey, you know, he was engaged in therapy. He was, you know, he was doing the best that he could. He was cooperating with the nursing staff, and he was cooperating with the people around him. And his turnaround, his progress was a direct reflection of that. And what was really interesting about that is that the more positive that he was, the more he attracted that positivity around him. People wanted to be around him. They wanted to work with him.
Right.
They enjoyed being with him. And his progress just showed it, and bloomed. And when they left the hospitals, when they were discharged, he was much further along. He had a much better attitude. He was working on, you know, being completely independent. I don't know if he really was at that time fully independent, but he was way further along than Dave, and was just, you know, you could see that. And during rehab, I had a chance to pull him aside once, and I said, yeah, hey, what's your secret? How are you able to do this? And he said, man, I had a football coach that told me, he said, that no matter what happens to you, you have to own what your circumstance is. You know, life isn't always fair. You know,
I don't like this, but
when you own your circumstance, no matter what it is, if fair, unfair, whether it was inflicted upon you or not, when you own it, then you can be empowered and do something about it. And I thought, man, that's what I want to be.
Right.
That was the attitude that I took to heart. So I have to give that person a lot of credit for, you know, helping me go on a path that decided, hey, you know, I'm not going to be a victim. I'm going to take ownership of this circumstance and make the best of my life.
Yeah, be proactive instead of reactive. And I'm just curious, is this quote from you that mindset is more powerful than circumstance? Did you come up with that?
That's been my mantra for years. I'd like to say I took credit for it. Maybe I did come up with it myself. I don't honestly remember, but it is something. I mean, it's part of my email signature, and it's something that I live by.
I'm going to steal it from you, because I think that's extremely powerful, to be honest with you. And I know that my mind has gotten me through some extremely difficult times. For me, I'm a tennis player, so my mind has gotten me through the ability to deal with the heat, deal with the pain that I'm going through in my body. And it was that mindset that I had, knowing, hey, I've got to get through this no matter what. And I'm going to steal that from you, because whether you did or you didn't make it up, it means something to me, and it resonates with me big time.
Hey, you bet. You go for it, man. I really learned over time that it was that approval and acceptance. You know, that was what I was seeking.
Right. And what would you say to kids today that are seeking that same kind of approval, and maybe making poor decisions and poor choices in what they do, for instance, like yourself, who got behind the wheel of a car after having a couple of beers and not really thinking about it? I think that that's maybe what I just said is the important thing, not really thinking about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I believe the number one thing is to know that take ownership, to own your circumstance. And, you know, having awareness and watching how you talk to yourself. You know, when you make a mistake, and I still catch myself doing this from time to time. So, you know, I'm still in the battle. You know, when you make a mistake, do you beat yourself up?
Right.
Or do you say, okay, this didn't work out well. And this really, it's actually really hurts. This really sucks, but I'm going to be, I'm just going to learn from it. I know I'm growing from it. In fact, there is no such thing as failure. There's only feedback.
I agree. That's right. The voice of Steve Sconsert from the Tempe Coalition. Check them out, tempecoalition.org. Call them, 480-858-2300. I got to ask this. Do you feel that this has helped you to understand people a little bit better based on your own? It's not, like you said, it's not failure, but based on your own experiences, does it help you? Does this make it easier or better for you to help people that may be going through similar situations?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. And it doesn't matter, you know, my situation or my, you know, my, it's very visual. You know, it's easy to see when someone sees me that there's something going on. A lot of times what's going on is inside, you know, and we don't always see that. And what this has really taught me is to respect other people's model of the world and where they are in their journey. You know, I was talking earlier about that guy in rehab that wasn't doing well and he was struggling. Well, you know, that's where he was in his journey. And I hope that, you know, that at some point he made a turnaround and decided to take ownership of his circumstance. But where he was at that time was where he was. And I believe it's important that no matter where people are in their journey to love and respect them just as they are. And I really feel like people are doing the best that they can with the resources they have available. And sometimes, you know, I get disagreement with that a lot of times, but I believe that everything that we do at some level inside has a positive intent.
Now, Steve, you know, I'm going to switch it up on here a little bit. And, you know, you read through your background and stuff, and I see that you lived in Portland for a little bit.
But more importantly, you were born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, I was going to get there, too, that you're a Packer and Brewer fan. So you and Andy, being two Wisconsin guys, can ruminate over that. But so how long – I'm just curious, how long you live in Portland?
I was there from almost 2 years. I lived there from 90 to 92. The IT company that I worked for, I got a promotion with that company, and I moved to their Portland office from Dallas. And so I spent a couple of years up there, and that was a great experience. I loved it up there.
I'm sure.
It was very nice.
What
now,
about?
Let me ask you one quick thing. Did you root for the Ducks or did you root for the Beavers?
I rooted for the Beavers.
Oh,
yeah, so baby.
Now you made Mike happy because he's a Beaver.
Yeah, I'm a Beave.
Yep, he's a Beaver. Go. So let me ask you this, because I also see that you played on a national champion wheelchair rugby team. First of all, that sounds incredible,
right?
just thinking about it. But literally, you did not let this hold you back, Steve. And that's what I really want to point out to people is, obviously, you were permanently paralyzed, but like you said, you owned up to it. You accepted it. And you know what you did is you made yourself a better person because of it. And the ability to go out there and want to play rugby through wheelchair. I see people doing it with on the tennis courts, man. And I have a guy that I hit with that plays in a wheelchair. To me, that is so unbelievable that you are not willing to say, look, I can't do this, because you know what? You can, and you are. It's awesome, man.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, I believe that happiness starts from within. And, you know, you create the invite, you create the world around you. And I believe that the world around me is a reflection of what's inside.
I agree.
So start on the inside and work your way out. And I there's a lot of that. There's a lot of pain in the world right now. And it's really unfortunate. It's sad. It makes me sad. And because to me, from my perspective, what I see is a lot of people whose inside picture of the world is not very good.
Yeah. And that makes sense. No, it makes a ton of sense. I think you have to feel good about yourself to feel good about anything else in general. I agree with that 100%. What would, just out of curiosity, do you ever get the chance to talk to people through the coalition and share your story with them?
I've done some things with the coalition. For instance, there were some parent student workshops at all the Tempe high schools. Last year, I was able to be part of the coalition presence there. They had a table at those workshops, and also I was able to participate in there were breakout sessions with the students and the parents individually. So I was able to spend some time in the breakout sessions with the students and participate that a little bit. And I have to tell you, that was incredibly fulfilling for me to be able to just share and, you know, hopefully have my story have some sort of impact on them.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's what you're hoping for, is obviously that they don't make the same choices that you did, and everybody can just live their life the way that they are and obviously not have to adapt. But again, you adapted. You did it so extremely well. You did it pretty elegantly, if you ask me, Steve. I honestly, I'm a fan of yours, and I'm just getting to know you right now. So you're impressing me 100%.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I'm just out here doing the best I can, and like everybody, I want to be happy.
Hey, just out of curiosity, Spencer just took a road trip with his family, and he's seen some pretty cool national parks. What are some of the national parks that you've been to?
Let's see. I've been to Yellowstone a couple times. I've been to Yosemite. I have been to, now my most recent trip was with my wife. Last year we went to the Arches
up nice.
In Utah.
Yep.
Yep.
I've been to Zion.
Nice.
Zion was incredible.
I'm sure.
That's just amazing. So yeah, I love doing the national parks. I think they're a treasure we have right within our own borders, and I want to see them all.
I agree. No, I mean, look, life is all about getting out and experiencing things, and you're experiencing them through your life it's awesome, man. I really don't have much else to say, but can you give us a final word for the Tempe Coalition? Why people should reach out to them if they're struggling, like I said, with drugs, alcohol, opioids, depression, you name it. You guys pretty much have everybody covered in some way, shape, or form. So give us a final word for the coalition.
Well, my final word is, you know, the coalition has so many resources. Just start out on the website, tempecoalition.org. You know, there's something for everything that, anything you may be looking for. And by doing that, that's you telling yourself that you are worthwhile, that you are worthy. And don't believe anything anybody says that doesn't empower you. Own your circumstance. And finally, just talk to yourself like you're talking to someone you love.
Extremely well said, Steve. Appreciate your time, and we will catch up with you later for sure. Have a great week. Have a great day.
All right. Hey, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on.
Steve Sconzert from the Tempe Coalition.